my learnings from mushrooms, DMT, and all these substances. And I think everyone has their own views on this, particularly at the moment. I think the mushroom business is going to be very profitable. And so many people are aligning to this because they see the value and how it's now become a new trend. And there's lots of profit and money to be made. Now, their idea and concept is you can integrate trauma through experiences with mushrooms. I believe that if this is done in a safe space, so initially, if I was ever going to be involved in anything like this, there would be a circle that would need to be done initially before even allowing people to have mushrooms. They would have to do a processing process, an emotional processing process. Then they would have to have an intention of what they're doing this for, what the outcomes are going to be. And they would have to literally go through a coaching process before they would be even allowed to go into that realm. And then they would need to be coached at least 6 months afterwards to integrate anything. That is my beliefs. That's the only way it could be done ethically. Still, I'm a purist. And what I mean by being a purist is I believe the Earth's experience is to be more in your body, to experience your body more, to be here more, not to disconnect, but to connect to every part of you. And in connecting to every part of you and following your intuition, it's with that integration that you heal trauma. It's with that presence. Presence is power. Now you can choose things that are outside of you. You can choose alcohol, drugs, partying, casual sex, whatever it is. You can choose addictions outside of you. But ultimately, all healing happens within you. I've had beautiful natural experiences through meditation, through my life that are beautiful and pure, where I have gone towards the light and the resonance and the purity is so beautiful. That has not been my experience when I have done mushrooms or DMT. And I did do both, so I can give this viewpoint. Both I done and said I would never do again, because they lowered my vibrational energy for months afterwards. There was insight, but it's not something I would recommend. I think the natural way and doing things a pure way, doing them every day, having daily practices where you can have them, is where true freedom lies. True freedom doesn't lie in a quick fix. Anything that seems like it's a quick fix will always have repercussions. So anything that masks pain now, you will feel the pain later. Anything that sells you to get rid of whatever you're meant to be getting rid of will often not be the way, because your body wants you to experience something because it's telling you something. If you're in pain, or if you're in grief, that's okay. Being with others that hold that space helps you integrate it. That's part of the human experience. It isn't about numbing yourself. And what I see is people that were in the party scene that I used to be heavily involved in change the addictions, and the addictions then look different. And it may appear to be spiritual, but it's the same addiction. It's the same pattern. It's the same energy. To shift them patterns and to shift that energy, know that you hold the power. know that you can do these things, and it might take a little bit longer, but it's that daily practice. It's the tuning in. What healing modem, what resonates with your soul? Is that sound? For me, it's sound. For somebody else, it's touch. Obviously, like, all of it's healing, because if you touch somebody, you release oxytocin. You release chemicals in your body that you need. So listen to your body, and I'm going to listen to my stomach that's very hungry right now. So listening to your body and listening to what you need will set you free. Tuning into you, but disconnecting from you is not the answer. Be very careful if you ever go towards DMT or mushrooms, who you do them with, because that is energy. They are energy. That energy will be amplified when you create these environments. So if you are doing these things with loving people, that energy will be uplifted and will be more loving. If you are doing these things with not loving people, it will drag you down. See who wants to take your energy and who wants to give to your energy. See what these people around you are creating. Do you want to be part of that? Do they feel light? Do they feel dark? Tune in. Do they feel like chaos? Is there chaos around them? Is there disorder everywhere? For often in the chaos and in the dark, you create more chaos and dark. It's the only way through is to step into the light and the now. To really transmute that, then you don't need to keep going into the chaos and the dark. So, my loves, my learnings on these experiences personally has been mushrooms, DMT, lowered my vibrational energy. For me, the pure way of meditation or whatever natural experiences come to you is so pure. The essence is so pure. It's so beautiful. Heaven is here on earth now. You are magic. You are beautiful. You do not need to go to a different realm. You do not need to keep escaping. For you can create beauty and magic here on earth with your energy and your essence. Don't buy into the bullshit. And often if you're going through a very difficult time and you're lonely and, you know, you will get people telling you to do these different things. And look at them. What are they creating? What life are they creating? Are they genuinely fulfilled? They might look fulfilled. They might have the qualifications on paper. They might have what looks like success. But what does their soul say? Do not fall in the trap of illusion, which is ego. Look at me, look at my qualifications. Look at me, look at... It doesn't matter. Someone could have the most qualifications and still be traumatized. Remember that. Remember that you hold the power, you hold the keys. And don't do anything outside of yourself, which pulls you further away from self. And in future podcasts, I might go into depth a little bit more around these experiences I've learned. But my fundamental learning is, I don't want to numb nothing. I want to feel it all. Anything that stops me feeling it all, whether or not that's shame, whether or not that's embarrassment, because sometimes I do get a little bit embarrassed. But isn't that beautiful? Isn't it beautiful to get embarrassed and to be a bit shy sometimes? And as soon as I love that part of me that used to get embarrassed and shy and honour that, then I felt better. Then I felt loved. Then I respected who I am. For when I used to go out and drink loads of alcohol, or for when I was doing other things to numb that, I'm not really being who I am. I'm being a character I created. to get me through being around people I shouldn't have been around. So be careful when you go down the spiritual route, because there is a lot of trauma still there. And be really careful about anything that disconnects you from you. I love you.